You're listening to the Sterling Fox Show on CKNW and the Chorus Radio Network. Once again, here's Sterling.
Our guest is Toronto lawyer Ned Levitt, who has written a book called No Mountain Too High, A Father's Inspiring Journey Through Grief. Ned is on the West Coast visiting from Toronto. He's going to tape the Vicki Gabbro show in the next day or two. That'll air across the country on the Tube in a week or so, on the 28th.
The 28th of October.
And you're doing a local television show in Vancouver as well, and a book signing at where?
Banyan Bookstore.
Okay. Any stops? This is a national show. We got people in Regina, in Edmonton, in Calgary, in Saskatoon, Winnipeg, etc. Are you going to hit any of those towns on your way back home?
No, this will be enough for now. I think I better get back to Toronto and earn a living again.
Are you surprised at the positive response this book, which has only been out less than 2 months, has already evoked?
Yeah, my head is spinning, frankly. I wrote a book that I needed to write.
Yeah.
And I really didn't have in my wildest imaginations that it would get the reaction that it's getting. And I like to analyze things. I don't know if I really have to here, but one of the things I think, one of the factors is that when it comes to grief, you know, men don't talk about it a lot. Our culture doesn't let men deal with it very well. If you walked into a room in a group of people and a woman started to cry, we all feel a little upset. You walk into that same room and a man begins to cry and everybody's in a real problem.
Well, everybody just stops in their tracks. Yeah. Holy cow.
So I guess part of this is that I really do expose myself and the pain that I went through. And at the beginning of the book, like I say, I open people up, and later on they learn that there's ways to overcome anything in your life, frankly.
Right. Well, the therapy of writing a book to cope in some way with a tremendous personal loss has proven over the years to be quite a successful one. But that wasn't enough for our guy, Levitt. No, he had to go, and you've always been a kind of an outdoorsy fella anyway with the girls and so on, but you became a blinking mountaineer, Ned. Tell us that story, because that's the really inspiring part of
it. Well, Stacy wrote incredible poetry, incredible depth in her poetry, and we published her poetry book 9 months after she died. This was her poetry journal, as she wrote it, of her best poems. And we started to give it out, and I used it because I do a lot of bereavement work. I threw myself into bereavement. You know, you have to make meaning from a meaningless situation like this to be able to survive it. So a lot of people who go through difficult losses and traumas in their life will start to give back to other people, raise funds or whatever. So I bereavement, because there was no reason for this accident, it was just a stupid accident. So I started to do work to give back to people what I was learning about bereavement and to use my daughter's poetry. In any event, the cover of the poetry book is a picture of Stacy with the sun setting behind her, so she's in silhouette at the foothill of this mountain. She went with a group of girls from Bishop Strong Collegiate in Toronto, and they tried to take the mountain in the march before she died, and they were turned back by the weather.
And what mountain was this?
Mount Ixta is the short name. Ixtahcihuatl is the full Indian name. It's 50 miles outside of Mexico City. It's 17,000 feet high, which is quite high. The altitude is a big issue. And she wanted very much to do it. And there's an excerpt from her journal on the flap of her book, which is called I Am a Rose, which expresses in such beautiful terms how much she wanted to climb and how much she said, if I try, I feel great. If I fail, I'll feel great. If I stay back, I'll never know.
That's right.
So her message was, it's about the journey, not the destination. But anyway, 14 months after she died, my brother and I and four Outward Bound instructors took the mountain for her and finished her unfinished business. But as an afterthought, I took her book with me to leave it behind. I had a box made, an all-weather box, and I chained it to the mountain about a third of the way up. And as another afterthought, I put a notepad and a pen in the box. And now, 8 years later, since I've done that, I'm still getting full notebooks back with messages to God, to Stacy, to me, to our family, to someone that the writer lost. And they write poems and they write stories. They write to Stacy in the first person. And they talk to her about encouraging them and protecting them on the climb. Sometimes they'll say that they couldn't do, they didn't succeed on their first try. And they said, but Stacy, for you, I'm going to try again. And then I get an entry that they succeeded.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah.
How many times have you climbed a mountain?
Three times. And the third time I went back, they did a documentary about this on Vision and CBC, the joint production, and it aired several years ago, quite a few times.
Have either of Stacy's two sisters joined you on the?
No, they haven't. That's their choice.
Sure.
You know, you don't grieve as a family;
grieve
individual.
No.
This was my journey, and they've had their own journeys. We're together as a family. We love each other. We've survived. We're a different family than the family that existed when Stacy was alive. My wife and I are still married, which is pretty remarkable.
And it's true. It's an incredibly destructive force to keep a marriage together when you lose a child.
The statistic that's thrown around is 75% of the couples
is that right?
split up. However, there's another statistic. If you stay with it after a few years, you're actually stronger than you were before.
Well, it's a really inspiring book, Ned. If you don't mind, I'd like to give this away.
Sure.
Call our number 3, Thor, 1-888-568-9800 right now, right on the spot. And we'll get your name. We'll probably have to tell you after the news break who the winner was. But Ned's going to stay in studio long enough to find out the first name of the person who's going to receive this book, and he'll autograph it and inscribe it appropriately, and we'll mail it to our lucky listener somewhere in Canada tomorrow morning.
Yes, if people want more information about this book and my daughter's book, IamARose.com is a website we have.
Outstanding. Ned, fantastic book.
Thank you.
Well done, sir.
Thank you very much, Sterling.
We're back after the news.